It's going down.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome
to the Addict.
Crippling myself. We've been let down again, but we're hopeful and justice will end.
Freddie Gray, Sam Du Bois, Philando Castile, Terrence Crutcher, Aaron Sterling, Jamal Clark, Jeremy McDowell, William Chapman II, Walter Scott, Eric Harris, Tamir Rice, Akia Gurley, Michael Brown, Eric Gardner, George Floyd. Good evening, and welcome to the podcast, The Addict, a black perspective, an urban podcast. I want you to understand how it is that we feel. I've got the crew standing by, the messenger, baby sis, baby brother, Nurse Carmen, Sister Tippy, and of course, Triple OG out of Florida. Let's podcast.
Lives matter. Does it really? Is that just a song? Or is that some shit that we really truly believe in? Because let me tell you something. I'm a firm believer all lives don't matter until black lives matter. And there is no reason for anyone to get in their feelings because I state it that way. And I'm simply going to say, as I have said many times before, it is understood that all lives matter. It needs to be reemphasized that black is a part of all. Hey, good evening, everyone. This is your podcaster, co-producer, and let's get ready for 30 minutes of whatever it's going to be with my crew, The Addict. How's everybody doing tonight?
Doing well.
Messenger, you here?
I'm groovy, bro.
Roll call. Nurse Carmen.
Great. Thank you.
Baby sis.
I'm well, my brother.
All right. Baby bruh.
I'm here.
Triple OG. Hold on. Oh, we got to get Triple OG. Triple OG, you with us?
Yes, sir. Better than that.
Okay. Everybody's here. Now, tonight, we want to spend a little time talking about the George Floyd situation, or as Eddie Murphy say, the George Floyd situation. Now, they're getting ready to select the trial. I got to tell you, everything seems so clear-cut that we're still hoping that justice is done. And what I mean by justice is that police officer, those who are charged and found guilty, get they ass sent right to prison, right where other murderers go, if they are found guilty. And let me tell you something, how can they not be found guilty? But before we start our dialogue, I just want to say one thing. To those who may not remember this incident in Los Angeles with that brother called Rodney King. Do we remember the defense attorney got those police officers acquitted because he made a statement and he told people, don't believe what your eyes are showing you right now. Don't believe that. And for some reason, that shit worked and they walked. So when we think about George Floyd, I know it got more media attention. I just want to say I don't think there was a more clear-cut case than that ass-whooping that Rodney King took, but they walked.
Yeah,
what are your feelings on this George Floyd situation? Talk to me.
first thing his lawyers said when they started to open up the trial was, believe what your eyes saw. That's the first thing his lawyers said, the state lawyer said, the government's lawyer. They said, you believe what you see. Whereas before they were saying, don't believe it. The state now is saying, believe it.
Okay.
Well, you got to remember, it's two different places. I don't think you can compare the cases.
Why not? What do you mean two different places? California and Georgia. I mean, I know we're talking East Coast and West Coast, but both of them are heavily black populated.
Yes.
Both of them in the United States.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? So, again,
well,
I hope.
You want to carry it that far, then.
Yeah. I mean, I hope. So, I mean, you know, what kind of justice?
I, by the way, believe he's going to be found guilty. I do.
Watch this. I hope so.
Listening to
that's
the
best I can do right now. I've seen too much, man. I hope so.
With the opening statement of the prosecutor today, I think this man knows what he's doing, and he's not even he was a special guy brought in to do this. He doesn't work. He was never in the prosecutor's office before.
Yeah.
This guy.
I'm saying.
He doesn't owe an allegiance to the
police. Yeah, watch this. Listen, that kind of argument don't weigh with me only because he may not owe one, but he may be looking to form one.
Hey,
so,
but you know what?
Yes.
I'm sorry, go ahead. No, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, I mean, when you look at what happened, and again, this sparked a lot of peaceful protests that turned violent. When you look at what happened, I find it almost impossible to believe that they cannot find those officers guilty. And when I see it, that's what my thought process is. But I can't let go of watching, and I'm sorry, I can't let go of watching Rodney King get his ass beat with an excuse. Here, we're going to give you, they gave him a couple mil, but there was no charges brought on the people who beat that ass, who abused that badge they wear. So,
hey, you know,
I want to say it's going to be different. Well, I said, I got to believe it's going to be different, but when you put that shit on a true scale of probabilities, oh, them officers got a good chance of walking off that shit.
Well, you know what? I got to take it back.
I'm serious,
because one thing OG said that was correct. It is a difference, because the difference here is it's the state going after the police. Last time it wasn't the state going. It was the state protect police last time. With Rodney King, it was the state protecting the police. This time it's the state going after the police.
Okay. Watch this. I ain't buying it, man. I'll buy it after a verdict comes back. Now, and again, I'm kind of biased on this, because when I say after a verdict comes back, that's because I'm hoping a guilty verdict comes back. And I'm saying I'm formulating that opinion based on what I've seen in the news. Okay, I'm talking about the background of the officer. This ain't his first time. So I'm simply saying, and you know what? I would have bet you if they were to go to that precinct and have a real confidential conversation with people who work with that officer, I'll bet you that they would hear some shit that let them know, you know what? We don't even need a trial. We don't even need a trial. I mean, because that was just how he was rolling. 9 minutes, 29 seconds, he had his knee on that man's neck. Really? As a police attack squad with all them police, I'd be embarrassed that it took me I couldn't get your ass cuffed up in 9 minutes. And there's what, three of us? Four of us?
They're also saying that after like 7 minutes, he was pretty much dead after 7 minutes, and he kept his foot on there, his knee on there another 2 minutes.
And they're making a case that they're saying Chavez, what's his name, Chauvin, his attorney, saying that my man did exactly what he was trained to do over his 19-year career. I'll bet you that by the time this case is over, when they go and look at the type of shit this man been involved in, and probably, I ain't going to say his whole career, let's just say 18 of the 19 years. I ain't going to say the whole thing. His ass needs to do not stop at go. You go straight to jail, son. That's where you go. That's where you belong. But we'll see. And again, I hope that the verdict comes back guilty. I hope that. But it's good to go ahead and see due process take place anyway. Everybody is entitled to due process. But I hope this due process here, again, if the system, the way I think it should work, in other words, punish those people for killing that man, then you're going to send a small message, but a message anyway, to the rest of the brothers in blue. You start killing people for no reason, your ass is going to jail. Understand that. Those days are over. And here's a chance to start that wheel in motion. But I'm telling you, man, for whatever reason, I hope they do the right thing, but I don't think they try to send that man to jail, man.
You know, I'm looking at it like this now, because I see where he got a black lawyer. So something tells me ain't no way in the world this black lawyer going to beat the state system.
No, the black lawyer is the state.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah, the prosecutor's black.
Yeah, Blackwell.
Oh, so if they lose, then they can blame it on him.
Did he fit that square peg in that round hole?
Yeah, he did.
It's going to get in there.
Yeah, this shit I said going to mean some kind of way.
Yeah. And actually, this is different than Rodney King, because clearly you can see where they was beating his ass like he was a pinata at a policeman's party, and it was a free-for-all. This is strictly them sitting there like they ain't doing nothing, but they doing something. They slowly but surely killing this guy. He ain't resisting and kicking none of that.
I don't care. I think one of them cops gonna break, man. I do. I think one of them gonna break, and they gonna give my man up. Wait a minute. He's on trial by himself, correct?
Yeah, this is his trial, right? But right. It's already documented. One of the guys, after I think like 5 minutes, said that he didn't have a pulse. Another guy, after like 6 minutes or so, said he wasn't responsive. So, you know, they've already got this in the records already, that other policeman was telling them, yo, you know, that, you know, they did everything but tell him, get your knee off his neck. They did everything else. They told him he didn't have his pulse was real weak. The heat rate study saying he can't breathe. You know, all of this is being said right in front of people. Honestly, all you got to do is show the tape, and that's your case right there.
Well,
but you know who was lucky?
Watch this. All I know is the prosecutors are saying the man was sick. He had some – the officer had shit going on with him. I mean, you know.
Now, his lawyer's saying that. It ain't the prosecutor now. The prosecutor is
Okay. Yeah. I had that mixed up. Not the prosecutor. The police officer's lawyer, who I'm talking about.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Let me say it right. Yeah.
They was kind of worried about the crowd, but you only have one cop that was taking care of the crowd.
Of this big-ass crowd. Yeah. Well, let me say this.
Ain't he lucky? I bet he went on and said, "I'm glad I ain't involved in this shit."
Who's that?
Out there was keeping the people at bay.
Well, technically, he is involved. No, he was. I think wasn't he Chinese or something? I'm not sure.
He was the brother. He was the brother of his ex-girlfriend.
No, the one that was standing next to the white guy as he was the one that had his knee on George Floyd's neck. It was a cop, like pretty much, you know, between them and the little crowd that was there. But if they were saying they was kind of worried about the crowd, you mean to tell me one cop? How come there weren't other cops, you know, doing crowd control?
Mm-hmm. Where baby girl at? What you think?
All right, here. They're trying to say that that's why they couldn't attend to George Floyd's medical needs, because they were concerned about the crowd control. They felt threatened because of the crowd.
I can understand that, too, but that still don't stop you from taking your knee off my neck, off the man's neck. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. It's all nonsense.
Right.
I mean,
right.
They're grasping at straws at this point. They don't really have much of a defense, so they're trying to say they're trying to use whatever they can, actually. I mean, that's one point that they're trying to raise. And then the other thing, they're trying to say that he had a heart condition, that he was on opioids, that he had, you know, it was drugs, all these different things, all of that, a combination of all of that contributed to his death.
So the fact that
everything and everything except the cop.
No, he wasn't even fine until that cop put his knee on his neck.
Whether that police officer put his knee on his neck or not, he was dying. he said no matter what. Huh?
Well, they said if he didn't die there, he was going to die 30 years from now anyway, right?
He was going to die anyway. Don't charge these police officers. Hey, but check this out, though. You know what? When we look at all this solid evidence, I want to say something else to you. Just some shit to make you say, Now, remember that thing they call the insurrection on the White House? Anybody remember that?
Yeah.
Anybody remember seeing all them people just run all through the White House, but nobody was getting arrested?
Capitol building.
Nobody was getting arrested. Now, you take this Georgia, who was a Congress lady?
Yeah.
They cuffed that ass up.
She was a state legislator.
They cuffed that ass up because she was knocking at a door. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Again, this that shit that I'm talking about, why I say it ain't necessarily so that those police officers are going to jail. That's all I'm saying.
Well,
I think he might get convicted.
He might get pardoned, but I think they're going to get him this time. They're going to get him.
You know what? When America says, never mind the insurrection, watch it. We'll come in and maybe prosecute you later. But right now, young lady, your ass getting cuffed and you going to jail for knocking on the door.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
She should have called.
Well, they claim she supposedly stepped on the officer's foot or she did something to the officer.
Okay.
In addition to knocking on that door, supposedly she did something to the officer, which there's no proof of that.
Right. You seen them two officers and her stepping on their foot. One of them, he might have thought it was a hot dog. Yeah, big old redneck nigga. That's what he was.
So I just seen her knock, and then when she knocked, my man turned around and they grabbed him.
Yeah, he told her, "You knock one more time." And she just kept knocking.
But so I'm saying, again, what she should have done, right, is maybe call 5,000 or 6,000 of her closest friends. And let's just storm the Capitol, because see, we understand if we do it that way, first we're gonna get in and we're gonna have our message heard. Then they may come arrest us later, but we can rest assured that they're not gonna have any force. They won't use force. I mean, they've already demonstrated that it's not what they do when you rush the Capitol.
No, they will. They will have force because Ron Johnson told you he's not threatened by them. He's threatened if it's BLM or if Antifa. Ron Johnson,
right.
The senator, he already expressed that he didn't feel threatened that day by the supremacists or the MAGA Trumpers that came in. He didn't feel threatened. He said if it was BLM or Antifa, he would have felt more threatened.
Again, they got to support the bullshit narrative. But here we go. We talk about a cop who on videotape choked the shit out of a man till his death. He's on trial now. And we talk about justice. We talk about watching a damn mob storm the Capitol building. And again, there was some arrests, but no shit done. Ain't nobody get cuffs slammed on them. But now you got this black lady, and I just like to call it what it is, who knocked on the Capitol or one of the doors. And for that, you get cuffed and arrested? Come on, man. Now watch this.
She had a right to be there also.
That's right.
And again, see, America just sometimes, they just don't give a fuck, man. Now me personally, if I was a police officer at that point right there, now don't get me wrong, I would have stopped you from going in. We would have dissed him. Let me just keep standing in front of you and move your ass right up out the way. We could have did something like that, but there's no way I can see putting force on you knowing what the fuck just happened not too long ago.
Right.
And you didn't use force. See, that would have bothered my consciousness.
But like you said, they don't care. Well,
they don't care.
You say Georgia, but honestly, that's like 47 other states as well.
Well, Georgia put the shit on the books, man. Again, here we go with their bullshit voter suppression. Now, watch this. These son of bitches are so mad that Georgia flipped the blue. But they are doing everything they can
everything
to get this shit red again.
That's
right. See, when you see that kind of political movement, that lets you know they don't give a fuck about nobody else, man. If the people spoke, then that's what it is, man. I'm sorry.
Okay. I'm sorry. Go ahead. No, I'm sorry.
Even with that bullshit 4 years ago with 45 getting elected. Yes, that was some bullshit. No, I never wanted him to be there. But again, he cheated successfully. And he won. It sounds like an oxymoron. But the people spoke, and that's what it is. Now we got all this bullshit going on. They're trying to sew up states that they think is going to be crucial for the next election to get Trump back in office.
Here's the bad thing about that. What Georgia did, that's just the tip of the iceberg. That just gave the rest of these states the opportunity to take it to a whole nother level.
Yes.
Georgia just got it started.
Yep. And that's what's going to happen. But you know what, though? Let me tell you something. I believe that regardless of what they do, I think America and those regions have woken up. So you know what? If it means, again, now, if it means that I have to stand on long voter lines with no assistance being given to me, I think that the American people – in those areas are still going to go ahead and get that done. Now, it's some bullshit. Don't get me wrong. It's some bullshit that needs to be overturned, but it's not insurmountable bullshit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and actually, when they did that, they kind of did that like hush hush. That's why they closed and locked the door. And there's a bunch of white men in the office with the governor.
I mean,
you
know what was that picture that they posted of them signing that bill, if anybody ever felt excluded before, damn it, how you gonna look at that picture? Ain't this there is only one voice in that room.
hey, and I just want to touch real quick on what we were talking about just before the show started. That goes to show, you say it's not a deterrent, but that's one hell of a deterrent for black people. Black people got to deal with a lot of stuff. And then when it comes time, now it's time to vote, and we got all this other stuff, there are going to be a lot of people that say, man, I ain't got to, I can't mess with this.
And you're right.
So as a deterrent, now it ain't going to deter everybody. For some people, it's going to make them even more motivated to do it. But it's going to be some folks that say, you know what, man, I can't be dealing with this. I got a record. My probation going to be all right. You know what I mean? So they don't want, you know what I'm saying? They don't want to mess with that.
But you know what, though? So now, since Georgia knows it can vote, Georgia knows it will vote, then you got to vote that governor asked up out of office. See,
well, this is
we have to now, huh? We have
this
to
is
now
why this is being
vote.
Done. People think they're doing this for Trump, but they're doing this because Stacey Abrams and that boy Butt, and he
Thank
know
you.
It, and so he got to stop this. If I don't stop this, she's going to be the next governor.
We can say, watch this, she's going to be the next governor anyway. Unless they pull her over for a traffic stop and sprinkle some crack on her.
Oh, my goodness.
They pull over running the red light and sprinkle some crack on her, man.
Bro,
but then that might be a problem.
No, they also part of that law is if the state vote for Stacey Abrams and she win by 6 million votes.
They can overturn that.
Then them folks that's in Congress, if they don't like it, that's in their legislator, if they don't like it, they can overturn it. It don't go to the Secretary of State no more. They can overturn it. They took the power away from the Secretary of State because he wouldn't overturn Trump thing. So we ain't taking no chances now. We can overturn it. We don't even need him.
So now
they
can put in office whoever they want, whoever they want. And they can do it in every single state. Whoever states are filing for it anyway.
Republican state.
Which are all pretty much all these red states that are doing it. It's crazy.
Well, everybody says it is, but again, It's something that again how do we overcome from that shit? Well, again, some of them folks is coming up for election or re-election before the next presidential election. Now again, you can sit
That's
your
why they
ass
put all
back.
That in place,
huh?
That's why they put all that in place. It's not only for
if I get
the
a
president.
New governor, if I get a new governor, I can change that shit.
Yeah, but in order to get a new governor, you got to go through us first.
There you go.
So the chances of getting a new governor ain't too good. And the
chance
of us leaving out of our seats ain't good.
In other words,
the Senate need to pass that. What's that? That HR1? They need to pass that.
Yeah.
That's what needs to get passed. And it'll shut all that other stuff down.
Because in a sense, they had it like somewhat to the point where really people don't pick their, you know, senator or congressman or president. It's all about that gerrymandering and all that.
Hey, it hates me to say this, but we also need to start picketing some of them places. Home Depot, that hurts me to say that.
Well, the All-Star game's supposed to be in Atlanta, and they was talking about pulling that out. And I'm pretty sure that's where they're going to start with that, hitting the businesses.
If they pull that All-Star game out, I think that'll start the wave that needs to be started.
Yeah, but 6 months ago, Delta, Home Depot, and all of them said that they weren't going to support the people that did all of that. And now, come to find out, they're giving them money already.
Wait a minute, watch this. I support your bullshit, but since you got it done, what you need? 2-3 mil? Come on, man. You know I'm gonna write the check because I gotta get with you now. The only thing that's gonna make those people stop giving the money is now we gotta stop giving them money.
That's what I'm talking about.
Because that's just not a smart business move for them to just be like, we ain't playing ball. No, I got to pay you because there's some shit I need that only you can get done for me. Hey, listen, this is co-producer from the Monday Night Podcast, The Attic. I thank you for hanging out with us. Again, I hope George Floyd gets peace. I hope there can be a vibe sent to catch up with his spirit, to let him know those who killed you wrongfully. Again, I'm not saying death for death is right, but they got what you got. I'll just put it like that. Let's have
a
nice evening, everyone.
It matters. It matters. It matters.
It matters. You were damn right it matters. It matters a whole lot. Let's say goodnight, Cass.
We hope justice is served.
Yes. That's all we're asking for. Not just us, justice. Good night.